Now, it's great that Adrian Edmondson could come from the film set world of Vulcan 7 into Suzanne's world of arts and entertainment for our interview. And I had the great pleasure to see his and Nigel Planer's new play, Vulcan 7, at the Yvonne Arno Theatre in Guildford on Monday, 24th of September. Now, as most film sets can be based in remote and exotic locations, few are based on an actual glacier with suspect seismic activity ever looming large. But that's the setting for the film Vulcan 7. A volcanic setting, lava ever simmering under the surface, cracks showing ever ready to erupt at the slightest provocation. And that's not just a location, but a perfect description for our two feuding actors forced to share a trailer in these intolerable circumstances. Now, as Aid said in our interview, and I totally agree, all comedy comes from creating these kind of claustrophobic conditions to create a pressure cooker. And the mountain, like the trailer itself, backs onto. And you wonder who will blow its top first, the actors or the mountain itself. Vulcan 7 coming to a cinema near you, says the front cloth on the stage before the play starts as a form of trailer. Of course, the big question is, will it ever get made? Will it end up on the big screen? Will it go straight to Netflix? Or indeed, will the production ever go ahead with half the crew and the production team stranded on the other side of a ravine due to seismic action? It looks ever more doubtful. Now, we all know the play where two characters are waiting for Godot. Well, this could be called Waiting to Go On Set. Now, these guys brilliantly capture the bitching and the bitterness associated with actors whose lives have become a physicalization of the set they find themselves in. And their trailer is a bit like their career. It's going downhill fast on a landslide. They're sinking ever deeper. Now, the set is genius, as the play is itself, and much credit goes to designer Simon Higlett for the trailer and its hydraulic system, bringing that seismic disturbances, also brilliantly lit by Philip Gladwell. Murray Gold's music also adds to the atmosphere of the play as it builds up. Now, forget the natural disasters going on outside. These characters are personal disasters who together could result in volatile and explosive activities. Now, written by both Adrian Edmondson and Nigel Planer, you feel the truth of the lines and how they're delivered. You really feel that they have been in these kind of situations. Hours turn to days waiting around in trailers for their scenes. They also know their onions as well, as they say, with references to cobbling and Daniel Day-Lewis and Weinsteining, and New Man references are just hilarious. Now, as the two actors reunite after 30 years away from their training ground, the mighty RADA, we get to see the annoyance, the anger, the jealousies turn to mutual despair of the industry, with all the disappointments, bitterness and discontent that's delivered with such believability. The actors have really been through the mill, so there's plenty of pathos. But as the lines and the situation is just so sincere and truthful, Nigel and Aid's characters are just hilariously funny. Sparks really fly in this play, and that's not the electricians on set. Things don't go according to plan in this play, and really it's a metaphor for their lives. After over 4 hours in makeup to play a guest monster, or more correctly a character called a Thermodon, with not one line, but one word, Adrian Edmondson's character is itching to get out of his costume. And literally, we see this itching goes far deeper down as we get to scratch the surface to find out about this one-time Hollywood A-lister, actor Gary Savage. He's on a landslide and he is heading towards that bottle. It's kind of playing to those memorable hellraisers of Hollywood, you know, your Richard Burtons, your Oliver Reeds, and of course your Gary Oldmans. Gary Savage is Aid Emerson's character. He doesn't hold back, even when sober. New man he is not, and he has to ward off the old instincts to hit members of the production team and to call women birds. Now, the costume and the props department do a great job on this show. The monster costume is just brilliant. Now, Nigel's Planer's character, Hugh Delavoye, has had a plodding career, but he's landed the role of Vulcan's butler. It's a small and regular role. It's 7th film for the franchise that he's made, but he's also, to Gary's annoyance, he's got a new script on the go with Colin Firth, no less. And we get to see all the frailties of being an actor, an insecure actor, which is delivered brilliantly with Nigel, because he's got such a divinely deadpan delivery, and in terms of facial expressions, that hangdog look makes you feel the slightly neurotic actor. He's also a bit OCD. He can remember every instant in his life via the acting roles he was playing at the time. And it's really funny, the recurring theme of "I should have had that part" from both actors always gets a belly laugh, of course always niggling each other. with, you know, it should have been me. You were playing all my best parts. That vain, selfish, self-obsessed actors, brilliantly done. They've all had a checkered history, of course, and they it's behind-the-scenes comedy. Really, they try and get the measure of each other and, you know, pit against each other. The sparring is brilliantly well done, scoring points. They're very much chalk and cheese characters. Hugh's all about planning, and Gary, as he says, embracing the uncertainty. But they're really two sides of the same coin, both selfish, obsessed, insecure, disillusioned actors. But, of course, they do speak a lot of truth when it comes to the industry, smokes and mirrors and facades. Now, Lois Chimimba, she plays the long-suffering runner Lila Vitoli, and she is, just like the guys, brilliant in this show. Now, this is a show that tells us not to take things at face value. There's also a twist in the tale connecting Gary, Hugh and Lila. She's not your average runner, and she knows a little bit about geology as well. Maybe this could help save the day. We don't know. Now, Steve Marmion does a great job of directing this play. It's got a really good pace, and he gets the best out of the two-handers and the three-handed scenes. Now, I'm sure there's plenty of chemistry already with Nigel and Adrian, having known each other for some 40 years, from the 1980s, with the comic strip Presents, of course, Vivian and Neil in the massive cult classic, The Young Ones, who can forget, as well as Filthy Rich and Catnap on television, and playing that spoof band, Bad News. Now, Steve Marmion does elicit that feeling of familiarity, that love-hate relationship. You know, they're in it together. They make the best of things. And you really do feel that they actually, you know, they actually do like each other underneath it all. The chemistry is just divine to watch. You just can't take your eyes off either of them. And they've all got great presence and comedy timing. You actually do find yourself caring about these self-obsessed actors and hoping and worrying that this will not be the end of their careers, indeed their lives, on this frozen wasteland, a complete metaphor clearly for their careers, which has long hit an iceberg. Whilst it's a purely backstage drama, the trailer being the only setting, the actors really bring that drama, all the meltdowns outside and the meltdowns inside erupting mainly from the actors. Now, whilst the time in the trailer may drag for these actors, I can assure you the time whizzes by. You just wish the play would go on for longer. It's plenty of laughs, pathos, cheekiness and drama. I can tell you, you will love this play. It's for all actors or anyone who's ever loved films and behind-the-scenes dramas. Maybe it might not just be for... It might not be for Daniel Day-Lewis. Just saying. You'll find out why. Now, the play is presented by Jonathan Church Productions and Theatre Royal Bath Productions in association with Guildford Yvonne Arno Theatre. Now, Vulcan 7 continues to run at the Yvonne Arno Theatre until Saturday the 29th of September. So do be sure to book for it for a great laugh. It's www.yvonne-arno.co.uk. It will then enjoy a run at the Richmond Theatre from the 22nd to the 27th of October. That's www.atgtickets.com/shows. I do enjoy the interview with Adrian Edmondson and the inspiration behind this play. And also he talks about his fantastic career with me. It's on Listen Again anytime. And you can also hear it as part of this podcast. It's 24/7 by going to www.mixcloud.com/Susie Hunter Entertainment Show. Or you can of course go onto my page on the website. It's www.brooklandsradio.co.uk/worldofarts.html and click on the picture of Aid and myself. And that was Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for Vulcan 7 at the Yvonne Arno Theatre and shortly to be at Richmond Theatre 2.
Brooklands Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.